Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are discussing a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to the elderly and the seniors and how we should honor them, respect them, and that is a right that they have over us. Now, one of the things that we should do is inculcate this and impress the importance of this on the little ones, our younger ones, and our children, grandchildren, or youth in general. The moment we find that they have stepped out of line, today unfortunately we feel that they will perhaps be offended if we direct them, we guide them, whenever they show any form of disrespect to a senior person. But once Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and they need the guidance, they need this guidance, they need to be told, they need to be taught, adab, respect is something that is taught. And if you find somebody, a youngster especially, he crosses the line immediately. Adab and respect is something where immediately you must rectify it and correct it. So Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and it comes in one of the books of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, that absara rajulaini, he saw two men walking together, and he asked one of them, ma hadha minka, what is the relationship of this man to you? So he says, Hada Abi, this is my father. So he advised this youngster. Perhaps the youngster was walking in front of his father and the father was walking behind him. So he said, he gave him three advices. He says, La tusammihi bismihi. Number one, don't ever call your father by his name. Don't ever address him by his name. And number two, Wala tamshi amama. Don't ever walk in front of your father. And number three, Wala tajlis qablahu. Don't ever sit before he takes his seat. So the point is that Abu Huraira immediately, he rectified the youngster and immediately he corrected him when he found that he was lacking in as far as respect and his honoring was concerned towards the elderly. May Allah grant us the understanding.